and people was going off, you know. She left her husband, went to Chicago, and stayed a little while there. And next thing you know, she had gone to her sister. That was his brother, two brothers married two sisters, that's the way it was.
Yes.
And so she had gone to her sister. So man across the, lady's son across the street, he lived in Chicago, and he would run from Jackson, I think, to Chicago. Somewhere he ran on a road, but anyway, he came here and said, yeah, he saw him in New York. And said, when he went up to him and talked with him, he tried me like he was, that wasn't his name.
Hmm.
He didn't know nothing about it and all like that. He said, I let him know that I knew who he was. And if he didn't, and if he fooled with me, I'd tell on him. And he said, he finally told me that, yes, he was here, but don't tell anybody he lived there or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't, but he didn't tell that his wife had come up to him. His wife left Chicago and went up there to him too,
mm-hmm.
like that. So we haven't heard any more from him since. During the war, a man came down and from the place where his brother lived, and he knew his brother, but he didn't know knew the brother, but and his brother's children, but he didn't know him.
Hmm.
So haven't heard any more from him. But I think they paid so much for him to get away at the contention.
Yes,
that's how he got out.
Strange business.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that's unusual.
Yeah, it is unusual. But he was there for life. He might be dead, I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
But somehow or another, they feel like the white people thought this man was progressing too much.
Hmm.
They just get him out the way.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Because he had the property, and they had put in this bank and all like that, and this 3-story building he had it rented to a Jew, and the Jew had a dry goods store in there.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't gonna do anything but pay him rent.
Yes, ma'am.
So.
People do strange things.
They sure do.
Mm.
But they never think that these things coming back to them. They do the things, they're coming back. It might be a long time.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
Suffering comes one way or another. They're going to have to pay for it.
Sure will. Let me ask you, what would you call a child that's lost its father and mother? You know, if his parents have died, you'd say it was
an orphan.
Mm-hmm. And what about the adult that's appointed to look after it? That would be its.
Both. Well, guardian.
Okay. I want to ask you a few proper names, first names of people, like the name of the mother of Jesus in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That would be
Christ.
Well, Christ's Jesus. Mother.
Christ's Mary.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember George Washington's wife's name?
Martha, I believe.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Martha Washington.
What would be a name for a girl that begins with the letter N?
Nora.
Mm-hmm.
I had a classmate, this same Ed had a daughter named Nora.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
And we were just very good friends. They lived up the hill. Every day in the evening, get out of school, they came down here after schools. We had a little store out there, and they come down and play, and I'd play in the back there to somebody come in the store, and I'd run in and see what they wanted.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.